From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
I got a second attaboy for you already on a Monday, man. We're doing good.
Okay.
Wild Thang. Wild Thang gets an attaboy this morning.
Are we talking about Hawk Tui?
No. Hawk Tui, I'd love to talk about it. I just can't figure out how to get there. You want to give an attaboy to Hawk Tui?
I mean, we almost got it because...
It's everywhere.
I'm sure 99% of you know who Hawk Tui chick is. She's exploded so much. And if you haven't seen the video, basically, when posed with a question, she said, you gotta sometimes do a little Hawk Tui and spit on that thing.
Right.
Now, you can probably put the pieces together. Anyways... She has exploded so much on the internet. I read that she is getting as many digital impressions right now as Taylor Swift. And they think she's arguably, in the moment, maybe the most famous woman in America.
Well, you know what? She was really on, she's really onto something there because... anyone who gets the experience... I have a little spit on that thing. Understands that's a game changer.
Right.
Everything changes for the better at that point.
Right. So, I mean, you know, eventually, you know, you move on with your life and, you know, you have job interviews or right. children or whatever.
Yeah.
And the internet doesn't die, right? No, I mean, that's forever. Right. So,
will she have to get another job? I mean, she looks pretty young. Hawk Tui girl does. I mean, if she's getting those kind of impressions. She's got to be getting paid from somebody, right?
Well, they said the amount of merch that's come out of that meme and video and whatever is bigger than any... I mean, she's living her 15 minutes of fame, right?
Right, right.
Fame I don't even think she wants because she's deleted all her social media accounts and everything.
Wait, my parents are on TikTok?
But they said there's so much, like... merchandising and all this other stuff that has exploded like no other internet famous person this quickly has produced this many other sub like categories and revenue streams and impressions and all of this. So
if you haven't seen it, all you got to do is type in Hawk Tui girl. It'll come up immediately.
Yeah, like, yeah, and you're probably one of the last five people right, who have no idea who it is.
I was actually talking about Wild Thing, the world's ugliest dog, who is from Oregon. Won $5,000
for being the
ugliest dog?
Dog,
right? And I only brought it up because look, to them, their dog's not ugly, right?
Right.
Because, you know, we all love our dogs. We are part of our family.
But they obviously knew he wasn't a good-looking dog because they entered him into the competition. Right,
and they won. Not only did they get the nod for the world's ugliest dog over the weekend, ended up getting a $5,000 check on top of it. Certainly not as good as Hawk Tui girl.
Yeah, now when you're that ugly, you can't expect any Hawk Tui.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.